and welcome. You're watching We the People. I'm Rishika Barwa. Over 120 people lost their lives in a deadly stampede when a religious gathering turned graveyard in the open fields of the Fulrai village in Hathras. The apparently holy dust there still hasn't settled, and it's far from settled. The Bhole Baba, who was an ex-police constable, by the way, who then turned self-styled guru, has neither been named in the FIR nor has he been questioned. The blame solely for these 120 lives has been pinned on organizers, while questions loom large on who's really responsible, and an air of impunity really surrounds the way the administration has treated this case. While we will ask questions on whether the accused in this case enjoys political patronage, the larger question here is not about faith or fear. It is not about anything other than the fact that why have we not learnt any lessons from these tragedies? Hundreds die year after year in religious gatherings alone, in temples, in religious festivals, on the ghats of holy rivers. But the crowds are not to blame. Be it Hathras, be it the roof collapse in Delhi, be it the recent huge tragedy that we saw in Tamil Nadu where 60 people died after consuming illicit liquor, the train collision of the Kanchenjunga Express, the dreaded fires in the nursing home in the national capital where infants died, or the dreaded fire at that gaming zone in Rajkot, or even the hoarding collapse in Mumbai, or that dreaded bridge collapse in Morbi. I mean, there are so many instances that come to mind of preventable tragedies that have become routine in India. While all these tragedies are quick to make national and even international headlines, the dead get counted, the families get compensated, and the story moves on. It fades into oblivion until, of course, the next tragedy emerges. The Hathras Satsang is not the first and sadly won't be the last. On We the People tonight, we ask, is human life cheap in India? And will we ever learn to value human life? Or will we just continue to report on tragedy after tragedy and ask the people of the country suffer tragedy after tragedy? Joining us to answer some of those questions tonight, Asim Arun, Minister of the Uttar Pradesh Government, also a former IPS officer. Thank you very much for being with us. I spoke with him a short while ago. Professor Vikram Singh, former DGP of Uttar Pradesh, no stranger to here to NDTV audiences. He's been with us through several such broadcasts. Thank you very much for being with us in the studios. AP Singh, senior lawyer of the Supreme Court, also lawyer representing Bhole Baba in this case. We have lots of questions for you, sir. Anjali Bharadwaj, social activist. But I want to begin the show with audiences here in the studio. And we also have Rahul Yadav joining us with his brother Harveer Yadav. They are eyewitnesses who actually helped in the rescue ops. They are joining us from Hathras. And we're very thankful to Surjeet Singh. He's a nephew of two of the victims who died in this tragedy, who's also joining us here on We the People tonight. But I want to begin. I have an audience here. And, you know, I want to begin by asking people the questions they have, because this is a story, remember, that may have unfolded in those fields in Hathras, but it's a story really that concerns all of us. How do you feel when a tragedy like this unfolds and we see tragedy after tragedy unfolding? How do you feel? What are the questions you have?
Ma'am, basically what happened in Hathras is just a phase. If we see in our whole country, there are many such incidents which are keep on happening, and it seems our administration and government is all ignorant. For example, if we see in Bihar, from the past 10 to 15 days, several bridges are collapsing. But still the Bihar government hasn't come up to bring a certain law, or even the administration is not that much doing something for that. So it seems key when it comes to the life of ordinary people and very poor people, all the system, all the administration seems very ignorant.
All right. Well, I think that's very profound, and I'm very glad that you talk about the bridge collapses, because that's really become a commonplace story. You wanted to say something.
Yes, I want to say that why should we not learn from our past? Because if we see in 2008 in Rajasthan, Jodhpur, about 250 plus peoples were killed due to this stampede. And also at the bridge in Madhya Pradesh, also 100 plus peoples were killed.
Stampedes at religious gatherings is commonplace. We've seen them happen year after year.
There... at the point, at the bridge point where the stampede occurred due to the rumor of bomb. So my question is that why the strict laws were not made? so that we can come to the stampede we to end.
Okay, so what can we do to prevent such situations from happening? Anybody else? You had a point to make.
Absolutely, ma'am. When we are talking about such type of accident, then हमे देखना चाहिए कि जैसे महाराष्ट्र में अंधभक्त उन्मूलन समिति है जो proper इस पे काम करती है इस प्रकार के incident पे. उसके बाद हमें एक देखने को मिलता है कि इस प्रकार की घटनाएं हो जाती है लेकिन कोई responsibility हमें देखने को नहीं मिलती है जो कहीं ना कहीं हमें एक failure के तौर पे दिखती
है. तो आपको लगता है कि awareness is also key and I think that's a really important question. We also have some human rights activists joining us in the studios today. Thank you for being here, sir. आपको क्या लगता है क्योंकि अगर ये हम एक stampede की tragedy देखें तो ये एक stampede की tragedy नहीं है. जैसे मैंने अभी बोला कुछ पिछले कुछ महीनों में जो हुआ है मैंने उसका उल्लेखन किया.
मैडम मुझे लगता है कि कॉमन जो व्यक्ति होता है ना उसकी जो जान इस देश में बहुत सस्ती है. उसके पीछे जो सीधा सीधा मुझे लगता है हमारा लचीला कानून. और मैं सर से जानना चाहूंगा कि कब हमारे देश में ऐसे कानून आएंगे कि जो भ्रष्टाचार के खिलाफ जो भ्रष्टाचार है वो देशद्रोह के उसमें आना चाहिए. क्योंकि मुझे लगता है जब एक आम आदमी सुरक्षित नहीं है तो बाकी कुछ भी सुरक्षित नहीं हो सकता.
ओके आई थिंक दोस्तों सम वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग. या आप भी कुछ कहना चाहते?
मैं चाहता हूँ कि जो भी इनको कंपनसेट करना है जो भी जिनको भी प्रॉब्लम जो भी डाइज हुए उनकी फैमिली को कंपनसेट करने के लिए मुझे लगता है कि जितने भी लोग ये चाहे एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन से हो चाहे कोई भी हो साथ में उन सब लोगों की प्रॉपर्टीज को फ्रीज करके उसको सेल करके उनको कंपनसेट करना चाहिए.
Tougher consequences. I'm going to take this to panel. I'm going to come back to the audience in just a bit, but I'm going to take this to panel. You know, I want to actually begin by asking Rahul Yadav, Harveer Yadav, they're two brothers who were there, and I believe one of them is joining us. Okay, we don't have them yet. Do we have Surjeet Singh with us on the broadcast? Okay, we don't have Surjeet as well. We'll try and get both the people who were actually there at the tragedy to get a sense from what this means. But let me first then take some very direct questions with Asim Arun. He's a minister in the UP government, and I spoke to him just a short while ago, and I began by asking him a very simple question. It does appear, you know, that we have learnt absolutely nothing, sir, from these tragedies that continue to unfold. It's not an Uttar Pradesh story. I want to ask you, especially when it comes to religious gatherings, we know how frenzied the crowds are. How do we fix this problem?
We have a policy, but it needs to be deeper. So Yogi ji has instructed us to prepare a plan, which would be in three parts. One, what are the normal arrangements? For example, if there are 1,000 people coming in or there are 1 lakh people coming in, how many liters of clean drinking water should be there? How many toilets should be available, etc. Second would be if there's some kind of a departure from the norm. Supposing there's a dust storm, supposing there's rain, so are there arrangements for that? And thirdly, if there's any kind of a contingency, individual contingency of a medical nature or a larger contingency like this one. So all three have to be put together. We will have a very detailed standard operating procedure because as a former police officer, I can relate to this. When such organizers come to the police or the magistrates, they try to push for an arrangement where they don't have to spend on the police arrangements. So they say that we will take care of all the arrangements, don't worry, and you just take care of the traffic. So it doesn't work out like that.
Mr. Minister, you know, corrective action is great. Now putting a plan of action to have contingencies and understanding crowd control is great. But how was permission given for such a large gathering in the first place? And after permission is granted, are there any checks and balances from the side of the administration to ensure compliance?
Right. The standard arrangement here is that the organizers apply for such a permission to the subdivisional magistrate. In this case, SDM Sikandra Rao. The SDM sought report from the police, which gave a report. And when I also, post-incident, saw the venue, it was one very large tract of land, basically farmland which had been cleared. So the choice of the space was not wrong. But there needs to be a very detailed exercise about how many inlet outlets should there be. That clearly was not done.
So you're admitting, sir, in a sense that there were several compliances that were not met with. Where, according to you, does the buck stop then, and why has no action been initiated against the godman? The accusation against you is that you're trying to shield him.
Not at all. The FIR was registered against one individual and about 70-80 others who were at that stage not named. Now, this is standard procedure. The police named the person who sought the permission for the function. So this person alone is not responsible. There's a whole bunch of people who are handling the situation. Now, I'm sure when the police will do a more detailed investigation, which it is doing, the sevadars, the people in black uniforms, they clearly used force in a manner which they should not have. So we did not have names of those people. So one person who is a prime organizer was named, and everyone else, including Bhole Baba, is part of the scanner.
Okay, so you're saying, thank you very much, sir, for speaking with NDTV. You're saying that it's not like the godman is scot-free, he's still under the scanner. But let me take this to panel. Dr. Vikram Singh, you know, you're the expert here. You understand how these things work better than most. It does appear in plain sight that in this particular case, the godman not named in the FIR, there is no action against him. He's not been questioned. We don't even know where he is. The Uttar Pradesh government says he's very much under the scanner. Do you think there's a bid to shield him? How do you look at it?
Rishika, the law is very clear, and 2 plus 2 will always be equal to 4, neither 3.75 nor 4.15. In the first place, the choice of the site of the congregation itself was wrong. Next to a national highway, it obstructed the free movement of traffic. Then to say that you require force for only around 80,000 people just to underscore and underpay and ensure that the billing is not very high for 2.5 lakh people. Then what you had was, in fact, unsparing, an absolute unsparing implementation and faithful implementation of the SOPs. Nothing like that happened. Now there's an FIR. The tragedy has happened and the FIR has happened. Now, if the tragedy has happened, there's a gang of criminals. I would say gang of criminals. Whom do you pick up first? If there's a barat, whom do you pick up first? The bridegroom or the saiz or the watchman? Here, what we have done is that we picked up four or five watchmen or the sevadars, and it does not serve the purpose. It erodes my credibility not to name the Baba. Not to name the Baba erodes my credibility also. Because the Baba, who sevadars were there? Did it belong to them or they belong to me? It belonged to the Baba.
So you're saying very clearly that the buck has to stop with the self-styled godman.
Absolutely. He is the main and prime accused. And the buck stops at the table of the district magistrate and the SP. How can?
And no heads have rolled in this particular case.
Precisely.
No heads have rolled from the administration. Mm-hmm. So, the blame has squarely been pinned on the organizers, where, of course, it should be plain, but surely the buck doesn't stop there. I want to ask you, Anjali Bhardwaj, thank you for being with us in the studio. I wanted to ask you, you know, this is symptomatic of a larger problem. Hathras is not the first, and sadly, it won't be the last. You know, how do we look at this entire story except to just draw the conclusion that the cost of human life in our country is cheap? We count the dead, we compensate the kin, and we move on.
I think what a tragedy like the Hathras really shows, and when you were speaking to people, it was very clear that the people of this country understand that this is not the one or the first or the only such incident that has happened. It really is a story of complete lack of accountability. I think the players, the actors, even in this particular tragedy, it's very clear for everyone to see. The organizers ask for permission for an X number of people, 50,000, 80,000. But then there are many times more people who land up there. Now, there is someone who's given permission, who's giving permission.
Yes.
And those people are also not stepping in when the numbers are exceeding the amount for which the organizers were preparing or for which permission was given. And when a tragedy like this happens, I think there is also a big failure on the part of the administration, the local administration, the health machinery, because we saw how even from the news reports that were showing the incident, how even the chief medical officer took many hours before appearing. There were not adequate number of ambulances on the spot to help those people who got caught in this stampede.
But you know,
so
I want to just ask you a question. And the minister interestingly talked about that the 3-point contingency plan of action that they are now talking about is a corrective measure, and one hopes that even now such plans are put in place across all large gatherings. But you know, even basic facilities like water and toilets is something we discount our Indian population. We don't have even the basic facilities. We're talking about ambulances and hospital readiness as a contingency.
So I think it's very clear that the right to life is a very basic life that's guaranteed by our constitution. there should be no question of this kind of a tragedy happening and, like you said, nobody being held accountable, or at least no one of consequence being held accountable. So we are not just talking about somebody being rounded up after something like this happens. It has to be fixed at the highest level for this kind of thing not to repeat itself. I mean, what we are seeing is this kind of thing happens with impunity
yes.
in our country. And the reason why it happens like that is the police, the local administration, the organizers, the heads of all of these spaces just get away scot-free, tragedy after tragedy.
Yes.
If there was a proper system that was followed to hold them accountable, this wouldn't happen. And I'm really sorry, we're talking about 2024. Are we saying that now the governments, I'm not saying just UP, but any government is now going to start putting in SOPs to handle large crowds? I mean,
well, it's happening as a corrective to this particular tragedy. You heard the minister say that.
Absolutely. And this is a religious gathering. We have political gatherings. I mean, we have to have SOPs. There are. We have to have laws, and there are.
Well, in this election in Uttar Pradesh, we saw one of the Rahul Gandhi, Akhilesh Yadav rallies go out of control. They stopped. They didn't address the rally. They left because they were fearing that the crowds will go out of control. In fact, look at the visuals that we saw after the World Cup match. I mean, it was celebration, but there were people who were injured. There were people who suffered suffocation. They had to be evacuated from those areas. We have absolutely no semblance of crowd control when it comes to our country. We have the numbers. We can't, but we really need to be able to plan better. But I want to come back to the question of where does the buck stop. And AP Singh, he's a senior counsel of the Supreme Court. He's also the lawyer for Bhole Baba. Thank you very much for joining us. AP Singh, I want to ask you very simply, where according to you does the buck stop? Because there are so many questions being asked on whether Bhole Baba enjoys political and administrative patronage, because nobody knows where he is.
I think so. There is no matter of any political relations. He never requests from his stage during the religious speech any note or any persons for vote. I want to submit before you, during the election code of conduct from February to June 24, there was the election of 18th Parliamentary Lok Sabha. During this period, he strictly denied to attend any program, any Manav Mangal Milan Sadbhavna Samagam, any Satya Ka Saath. Strictly, if he was very much interested in any party or any support of any political party or a member of parliament candidate, then
the question is very simple. Where is Bhole Baba? Where is Bhole Baba?
March,
because the Uttar Pradesh police
June.
Hasn't... No, but where is he? He's not even appeared for questioning. They are looking for him. There were police outside the ashram in Mainpuri. They said he's inside. But then they said he's not inside. What does this mean?
He is in India. He is in ashram. He will not found in any house, any hotels. He will not go abroad. He will not found in Nepal border. It's my assurance to before NDTV, to SIT, to police official. This matter is under investigation by SIT and UP police. It's a very clear, honorable retired High Court Justice.
As a senior counsel of the Supreme Court, as somebody who understands the law certainly much better than I do, where, according to you, does the buck stop? I'll ask you this question again. Who is responsible? Are those seven organizers pinning the blame on them enough? Should the buck not stop with the Godman himself?
I found there is a criminal conspiracy, big criminal conspiracy hatched against Narayan Sakar Hari, against Madam Mangal Milan Sadbhavna Samagam. Poisonic spray by some anti-social elements.
Try telling that to the family members of those 121 families whose lives have changed forever, who have lost people in this stampede. You're saying there's a larger conspiracy against him.
You are
but yet, why
correct.
Is he hiding? Why has he not come out and met with those Uttar Pradesh police officers who were seen camping outside his? Anyway, I'm going to come back to you and we'll continue to ask you some of those questions, but I want to go across to Surjit Singh. He is one of those individuals who lost two family members in this tragedy. Surjit ji, NDTV se baat karne ke liye bahut bahut shukriya. Main aapse is mushkil time mein aap hamare saath jude, iske liye main aapka bahut dhanyawad karti hu. Main aapse sirf ek sawal puchungi, aap prashasan se kya chahte hain?
मैडम प्रशासन से हम ये चाहते हैं कि इन लोगों की जान गई है, उनके जिनके थ्रू गई है उसकी जांच कराई जाए, ये कैसे हुआ कैसे नहीं हुआ, कौन जिम्मेदार है, और जो गरीब लोग हैं उनकी सहायता की जाए.
प्रशासन सारा बेकार है.
अभी अभी जो है भोले बाबा के खिलाफ कोई कार्रवाई नहीं की गई है, उनको उनसे कुछ सवाल नहीं पूछे गए हैं, उनको FIR में भी नहीं उनका नाम नहीं है, इसके बारे में क्या लगता है आपको?
होना चाहिए ना, भोले बाबा से तो पूछना ही चाहिए ये पाखंड क्यों रचा गया था, इतने व्यक्तियों की जान गई थी, क्या इनको ये पता नहीं है, ये वहां से निकले थे तो हमको इनको पता तो चलना चाहिए, पूरे देश विदेश में पता चल गया था, टीवियों पर चल रहा था, इन्होंने चार दिन बाद ये वीडियो अपलोड किया, वो भी प्रशासन और शासन पर डाल दिए इन्होंने, ये भी तो कुछ कर सकते थे ना, ये तो खुद ही सनातनी धर्म बन रहे थे कि हम ही है जो कुछ भी है. आप बताइए,
तो आपको लगता है कि उनसे सवाल पूछने चाहिए, उनसे भी उनको भी इस चीज के लिए रिस्पॉन्सिबल होना चाहिए?
जी होना चाहिए मैडम, लगता है क्यों नहीं होना चाहिए, जब वो बोलते हैं कि मैं ही परमात्मा हूं, मैं ही सब कुछ हूं, तो उनको तो वहां रुकना था, रुकना नहीं था तो चलो ठीक है, आप हॉस्पिटल पहुंच सकते थे कि कितने मेरे क्या हुआ कैसे नहीं हुआ, मेरे भक्तों के साथ कैसे हुआ, ऐसे पूछ तो सकते थे, और वो भी चार दिन बाद ये मीडिया पर बोल रहे हैं कि शासन आपकी रक्षा कर रहा है, प्रशासन आपकी रक्षा कर रहा है.
प्रशासन तो कहां था,
आप बताओ, आपको जब पता था, आप बोल रहे हो कि 80,000 लोगों की वो थी, तो आपने इतने लोग क्यों बुलाए थे, वो तो जिम्मेदार होना चाहिए मैडम, सख्त से सख्त कार्रवाई होनी चाहिए, मैं तो प्रशासन से जुगाड़ करता हूँ कि सख्त से सख्त कार्रवाई होनी चाहिए.
मैं आपसे एक सवाल और पूछना चाहती हूँ सुरजीत जी, वहां पर कैसी व्यवस्था थी, आपके परिवार के दो लोग की मृत्यु हो गई इस ट्रेजेडी में, वहां पे कुछ व्यवस्था थी, आप वहां थे या आप उनको ढूंढने गए थे, क्या हुआ था?
मैडम मैं ढूंढने गया था, मैं वहां नहीं था, और व्यवस्था मुझे तो ऐसा लगा था, केवल जो पंडाल लगा हुआ था मात्र मुझे तो ऐसा लग रहा था उसमें 80-90 हजार लोगों का पंडाल था, बाकी के सारे लोग ऐसे ही बाहर बैठे हुए थे, वहां पर कोई व्यवस्था नहीं थी, लोग धक्के मार रहे एक दूसरे में, कहीं कोई निकलने की रास्ता नहीं थी, एक ही रास्ता थी, मैंने देखा था अपनी आंखों से देखा था, और मैं अपनी माँ को अपने उससे निकाल के लाया था, इतनी डेड बॉडियों से मेरा तो ये समझ लो कि मैं बता ही नहीं सकता हूँ, मेरे साथ जो कुछ भी हुआ. ठीक है,
आप आए, आपने अपनी बात रखी सुरजीत जी, मैं आपका बहुत धन्यवाद करती हूँ उसके लिए इस कठिन समय में, और मैं आई होप कि आप और आपके फैमिली मेंबर्स यू हैव द स्ट्रेंथ टू कोप विद दिस लॉस. आई एम रियली ग्रेटफुल कि आप आए. राहुल जी,
मैं तो अपने योगी बाबा पे वो करता हूँ, वो ही करेंगे जो कुछ भी करेंगे, वो इन लोगों ने जो किया है उसको वो उनको वो छोड़ेंगे नहीं.
ओके, वेल यू नो दैट्स वेरी हार्टनिंग टू सी दैट देयर इज स्टिल फेथ एंड ट्रस्ट इन द एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन दैट जस्टिस विल बी सर्व्ड. राहुल यादव भी हमारे साथ जुड़े हैं. राहुल यादव, उस समय आप थे इस पर्टिकुलर सत्संग में, आप भी पार्टिसिपेट कर रहे थे और आपने बहुत लोगों की मदद भी करी, क्या हुआ उस समय आप हमें बताएंगे, और प्रशासन के तरफ से क्या अरेंजमेंट्स थे, क्या सुविधाएं थी वहां पर? जी राहुल बोलिए, आपकी लाइन हम दोबारा ट्राई करेंगे क्योंकि आपकी आवाज जो है सही से नहीं आ रही है. आई टेक दिस बैक टू एपी सिंह फॉर अ मोमेंट. एपी सिंह, आई थिंक यू हर्ड what one of the family members of two of the victims in this tragedy have had to say. They do believe that Bhole Baba is responsible and that he needs to be questioned, and they believe that the administration will do justice. Do you want to respond to what Surjit has just said? Surjit ne jo kaha hai, aap unka jawab dena chahenge? Aap Bhole Baba ke lawyer hai?
Main bilkul jawab dena chahunga. जब उन्हीं के अनुसार 80,000 की व्यवस्था, पहुंच गए 3,00,000, ठीक है, बिना बुलाए लोग, बिना आमंत्रण, कोई आमंत्रण नहीं, कोई इनविटेशन नहीं, पहुंच गए लोग, अपने आप पहुंच गए, ठीक बात है, चलिए कोई बात नहीं. अब उसकी बात करिए, अगर अभी नारायण साकार हरि इन मृतकों के परिवार वालों के यहाँ जाएं तो कितनी भीड़ होगी, कितनी गाड़ियां होंगी, कितने मीडिया हाउस उनके 3 से 4 करोड़ फॉलोअर्स
हैं, सब उनके पीछे चलेंगे,
क्या लाइव वाइडिंग स्थिति रहेगी, क्या कंडीशन होगी। उन्होंने सारी कमेटी को अलर्ट किया है, मैंने अलर्ट किया, मैं हाथरस अलीगढ़ एटा सभी जगह गया, सब लोगों से कमेटियां जो डिस्ट्रिक्ट कमेटियां हैं वो प्रत्येक मृतक के परिवार से मिल रही हैं, इंजर्ड से मिल रही हैं, परमानेंट डिसेबिलिटी के लिए मिल रही हैं।
आप सुजीत जी कुछ कहना चाहते हैं आपसे, सुजीत जी बोलिए आप क्या कहना चाह रहा हूँ।
सर से ये बोलना चाह रहा हूँ कि उन्होंने 80,000 लोग बुलाए थे तो सर उनके पर्चे क्यों दूसरे डिस्ट्रिक्ट में मथुरा में हाथरस में अलीगढ़ में क्यों चिपकाए गए, जब उनके 80,000 लोग थे तो इतनी भीड़ क्यों इकट्ठा की गई। और दूसरी बात यह सर, जब 8 किलोमीटर तक जाम लगा हुआ था, समझ रहे हो ना आप, तो लोग कितने थे, व्यवस्था क्यों नहीं की गई, प्रशासन को 80,000 लोगों को क्यों बताया गया, जबकि तुम्हारे यहाँ पे 3 लाख लोग पहुंचे थे, ऐसा क्यों हुआ सर आप बताइए सर,
प्रशासन क्यों नहीं पहुंचा।
ओके आपने आपने बहुत बहुत इम्पोर्टेंट सवाल उठाया, आई विल गिव क्विक लास्ट वर्ड्स टू बोथ माय गेस्ट्स इन द स्टूडियो, सो यू हर्ड यू नो द एक्सचेंज, यू हर्ड द एक्सप्लेनेशन एंड द क्वेश्चंस, द आंसर दैट वी आर लुकिंग फॉर इज नॉट अ सिंपल वन अनफॉर्चुनेटली, बट व्हाट कैन वी डू टू प्रिवेंट दिस फ्रॉम हैपनिंग अगेन।
द क्वेश्चंस वर मोस्ट डिसकंसर्टिंग एंड इट पुट एवरीबॉडी ऑफ बैलेंस एंड द आंसर्स एंड द रिस्पॉन्सेस वर मोस्ट मोस्ट अनकन्विंसिंग एंड शॉडी टू से द लीस्ट। नंबर टू, देयर इज ऑलवेज अ प्रोटोकॉल, आंतरिक सुरक्षा योजना, इंटरनल सिक्योरिटी स्कीम विच इज सपोज टू बी रिहर्स्ड एवरी मंथ, एंड सिंस यू डू नॉट चूज नॉट टू रिहर्स इट, डू नॉट चूज टू पुट एक्चुअल एसओपीज इन पोजिशन, एंड देन इफ देर आर कॉन्सिक्वेंसेज देर शुड बी कॉन्सिक्वेंसेज फॉर द डीएम एंड द एसपी, देर शुड बी कॉन्सिक्वेंसेज फॉर द भोले बाबा ऑल्सो एंड ऑल्सो फॉर द एंटायर कमिटी। यू कांट जस्ट वॉश योर हैंड ऑफ द केस एंड एब्सॉल्व योर सेल्फ ऑल रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी। 3 lakh people do not descend from the heavens. It takes time of 8 hours. In the 8 hours, the district administration should have sent the reinforcements, watchtowers, CCTVs, the drone technology is there with you, but nothing like that happened. God's in their heavens and all's right with the world.
Anjali Bhardwaj, last word to you.
Well, if there are no SOPs and they still have to be made, like the minister said, I think that no government has any business allowing any kind of congregation, allowing even 80,000 people from coming together and to come together. And I think that we know this, that regularly when permission is sought, it is sought for a certain number of people and a larger number comes in. There has to be ways to control crowds to make sure that there is a buffer that's provided. You cannot just collect people. So the organizers, I beg to differ with the lawyer, the organizers have to be held accountable. I think the administration, the police have to be held accountable. Otherwise, what ends up happening is that the rich and the powerful in our country are seen to get away with anything. In this case, what people are really seeing as almost clear murder. So we need to understand that in a situation where aap ye dekhe ki even if there is a small thing that is done by someone yes. who's not powerful, yes. they're immediately nabbed, action apply. Is yes. taken. You can't have different laws and different rules Absolutely. Applying to different people.
Absolutely.
And we see this very regularly. What needs to be done is a proper public inquiry yes. where we need to understand, is there a quid pro quo?
With a fair degree of transparency so we know what's Absolutely. Happening in the investigation, who is being investigated and where the buck really stops in order to make sure. We need to do whatever we can in order to make sure that these kind of tragedies don't happen again. It's time that we stop blaming crowds and questioning faith or questioning fear and actually started questioning those responsible and questioning administrations and our politicians for this kind of travesty that unfolds, unfortunately, month after month in our country. That's all the time we have tonight on We the People. If you have tuned in, thanks so much for watching.